Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy. And we are honoured in the studio right now. And this might be the one and only time this happens.
Our general manager, Bill, in the studio. Thank you. This is your first Eagle 97.7 debut, correct?
It is. And I'll tell you if I'm honoured by the time we're done.
Honoured or disgusted. You can tell us.
Did you bring your cell phone in?
No, I didn't. I didn't know I was supposed to bring that in.
We'll get you with camera roll roulette later. Or as our friend Dave Jones from Atlantic Refrigeration likes to play, deleted folder camera roll roulette.
Didn't our boss Mons, once we started doing this, didn't he go through his phone and delete a ton
you gotta be worried about Mons. So we saw this thing that said people don't like tattoos or whatever. It's the hiring managers don't like tattoos, and they tend to judge you on what you have tattooed and I guess where. And it's for us as in radio, it's a creative industry. Right. So I always think that people in creative industries, they tend to be a little bit more
off the wall.
Yeah. And free, especially with when it comes to tattoos. There's something that's like 14% of the population in general in America has tattoos. Everybody I know, with the exception of Petch, which I'm working on, Bill, don't worry, or has tattoos. I have four. Knowing that somebody has tattoos, does that, as a hiring manager, when somebody walks in here, do you judge them off of tattoos? Do you judge them off of placement of tattoos?
Well, I think the placement definitely plays a part into it, but you also, as you guys know, there's really, with what we do, there's two sets of people that work here. There's the on-air staff that you guys are basically locked in this box for 4 hours a day and nobody sees you, which is why Petch dresses like he dresses.
Yes.
I like the dig.
And then there's the sales staff that really goes out and interacts with the public. So I think placement definitely matters, but it also depends on what side of the building they work on.
If I had a neck tattoo, would you judge? I judge people instantly. And tattoos, if neck tattoos, knuckle tattoos, and I think that's it as far as, I mean, if you have a neck tattoo, that's really face tattoos. But if you, next time we go to Delaware State University,
I know what was coming.
DSU, there's a security guard there that has Mr. Thickness tattooed on his neck. Now I wonder, when he walked in, if they were like, damn, we have to hire him. If Petch had Mr. Thickness tattooed on his neck and came in for an interview in his basketball shorts and his Under Armour sweatshirt, would you be like, this is a guy we have to have?
Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
If Petch had it, yeah.
You should see when we rolled in there, we was asking him for directions and looked at Amy and she was like staring because trying to see what was on his neck. I mean,
I was deciding if I wanted to ask if that was the name he gave himself, if that's what people call him. I was deciding how far I wanted to delve into that tattoo.
Yeah, but they say that 37% of HR managers cite tattoos as the third most likely physical attribute to limit career potential.
I really don't. The tattoos really don't play a big part in it. With the exception of, like Amy said, if you've got like a face tattoo, if you've got the Charles Manson swastika on your forehead, that's a little different.
We've seen that.
Call me hate crime, Amy.
Did you remember?
We did. Oh God, we were at Wawa in Milford. I'm just trying to order a sandwich, and I look over this guy who is, and he honestly could be the nicest guy. I have no idea. He was probably what, 6'6", big dude.
Yeah.
He had a swastika tattoo on the side of his head. And the guy behind the counter was not white. So I'm like, this is awkward. Because I'm behind the guy in line. This is how my life works. I'm behind the guy in line and it's real tense. And I'm just looking back and forth at each of them. I'm like, what's going to happen here?
That only happens to you, that kind of stuff. I always remember.
But, I mean, that's commitment. You have to wake up and be committed to hate every day if you get a swastika tattooed on the side of your head.
And especially on your head as well, your skull. I mean, that must really hurt.
You have to be
done.
Angry.
Yeah. There's got to be something going on.
Well, Bill's hiring swastika guy if you want to come in.
Sales. Yeah. Or maybe not. But thanks for coming in.
Oh, no problem. Thanks, guys.